And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Everyday Faith Radio, this is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith. And on this show, we will interview people who are willing to share their faith journey. How did they come to faith in Jesus Christ, and when did they first know and experience the living God? And we'll also discuss our favorite scriptures and stories found in the Bible. You can now download the podcasts of this program on iTunes, or you can hear them all on the WCHV.com website. We also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. And we truly appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. Well, what does the Bible say about faith? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." And why is faith important? Also from the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." And how do you get faith? From the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, "So faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God." This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to speak with my good friend, Reverend Harold Miller, and we're going to talk about his faith journey, and we're going to talk a little bit about stepping out in your faith. Thank you for joining us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
How's your lunch?
Good, Dad, but not as good as the sandwiches you used to make.
Really?
Sure. Remember how you'd melt the cheese first and dry the pickles on a paper towel so they didn't make the bread soggy? Oh, and then you'd cut it into four pieces with no crust?
I did all that.
Geez, Dad, how would anyone forget something like that?
You never know which moments will be the ones they'll remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did you know that 2/3 of Americans have library cards? So what's stopping you?
Drop by your local library today and get a library card. It'll be the smartest card in your wallet.
A message from the American Library Association's Campaign for America's Libraries.
For more information, visit the Jefferson Madison Regional Library on East Market Street in Charlottesville, or go to jmrl.org, jmrl.org, or call 979-7151, 979-7151.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my good friend, Reverend Harold Miller. Harold also owns Miller's Painting and Contracting Services. And Harold, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jeff. It's my pleasure to be here, and we thank God for this blessed opportunity to be on the radio show and to hopefully reach some people relative to their faith and how God blesses us. So we are so thankful for the opportunity to be here with you this morning. God bless everyone in radio land.
Well, thank you again for joining us. You know, we've known each other for a number of years, and I've always known that you were a man of faith. You're one of those people who the light is definitely shining, and it's just an encouragement to be around you. I'd like to start this program with, if you would, tell us a little bit about your faith journey. How did you come to faith in Jesus Christ?
Well, my faith in Christ started at an early age. We had the opportunity to go to Sunday school, and it was required of us to go to Sunday school. It's not that we would have to asked, do we have to go? We were required to go to Sunday school and to church. And I believe that was my foundation of my journey with the Lord. And as I grew older, Sunday school and church became a part of my existence. And as I became older, God called my life, and I became a deacon of my home church. And that went on for like 30 years. And I knew that during those course of 30 years that God had a call on my life. But I was one of those people that ran. I was sort of like Jonah the prophet that ran from God. And I had some incredible experiences in this faith journey. There was a lady that came to a church at one Sunday, and she'd never been there before, and she just happened to show up one Sunday, and she says, would you mind coming to our church to be like the worship leader for a particular program that we are having? I said, no problem. And so I went there to this church, and the pastor at this church asked me one day, the same day, one question, I'll never forget it. Young man, when are you going to stop running from your calling from the Lord? And I sit there, and I was just astounded that she saw that revelation in me. And so I went on with the program, and before the program was over, she said, well, we're going to ask Reverend Miller and his wife to come down because he has a call on his life. And so we went down before the church, and they prayed for us. And I remember that night like it was yesterday. I just sat in that church and cried and cried and cried. And still at that, though, even after that, I began to run. I refused to accept the call of my life. And at the point in my life, I would teach at Sunday school. And I was just so happy to be a vessel for the Lord, just to be able to teach. And God spoke to my spirit, you know what? You've been teaching Sunday school in this church for 30 years. It is time for me to take you to the next level. But I was one of those persons, well, no. And I began to bargain with God. I said, God, you know what? If you would just allow me to take me to another level in my teaching, I'd be satisfied. I'd be content. But God would not be satisfied. And I remember one night during revival, the pastor was at church. And he said, you know what? God's got a call on someone's life. And there's a circle that he wants us to, you to step in. And literally, as I sat in that church, in the deacon corner of the church, the Spirit moved me. I have no control. And I began, I stood in this circle, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, the next thing I remember is that my face was on the ground, crying out to God, I yield, I yield, and I yield. And that's been my call. And then further in my life, I decided that I could learn more. And so I enrolled in Liberty University. And believe it or not, I drove to Lynchburg for 3 solid years.
Wow.
Every Wednesday, 1 hour and 20 minutes one way, 3 hours of classes, and 1 hour and 20 minutes back home. I did that for 3 years. And so that was an incredible blessing in my life. That was part of my journey. And at this current time, I am enrolled at the Fredericksburg Bible Institute and Seminary, and there's an extension of the seminary in Rutgersville. So I was so blessed, rather than to have to drive to Lynchburg, 1 hour and 20 minutes, I'm now 20 minutes away from seminary classes. And at this point in my journey, I'm in my third year there. And so, you know, we can always learn more about our faith journey, you know. And I've had some incredible experiences, the move of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit manifests itself in our lives. And I've been really blessed beyond measure.
I see some similarity when I'm looking. You're obviously further ahead on your faith journey than I am. But I'll share with you that when I had a conversation with God about, you know, what can I do for the kingdom? And I gave God a suggestion. I came to him and I said, you know, Lord, I think, you know, based on my skills and talents, I'm best served for you in intercessory prayer. I think I would be great for you to be kind of a person of prayer. So I asked God, but I sort of kind of delivered up to him also. Here's my idea, God. And so it was just very ironic when the doors opened for this radio program to come on. And the Lord said, no, you actually, we're not going to keep you in that intercessory prayer, although I think you can do that too. We're going to have you host a radio show about faith. And I found that moment of surrender, which you experienced as well, when you said, well, God, you know, it's up to you.
Absolutely.
And I think I want to talk a little bit more about that surrender moment for you. So you were running and you were trying to do things on your own. And so much there's this crossroad in a lot of lives where people think that faith comes from striving, but the faith actually occurs the most in surrender.
Absolutely.
And that I think that sometimes people have a tough time really understanding that. They don't. It's a control thing, maybe.
Yeah. As I said, I've been blessed with a great painting business. I remember I just hired this employee, and he had been working probably just a couple of weeks. And he called me late one night. It was like after 10 o'clock. He said, "Would you mind coming and praying for my mother? And she's passing on." And I said, "No problem." So I left the house at like 10:30 at night. And I went to his house, and the whole family was in the house there. And they were surrounded by the family there and the mother there. And I went there and I got in, just hugged her, and I began to share Christ with her and then to pray with her and just pray with the family. And that was an incredible experience. But the ironic thing was, after I prayed for the family and after I prayed for the mother, one of the sisters came outside, and I was telling my employer, I said, "You take as much time as you need, you know, for your mother and stuff like that." Well, the sister came out. She got right up in my face. I'll never forget it. "My brother, you have been called by God to carry his word." And at this point, I'm in denial. I said, "Well, you know what? I'm the deacon in the Sunday school. I teach Sunday school. That's my calling." And she says, "No, my brother, you have been called to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ." It was just incidents like that. And then it's just incredible how people in my life would speak this prophecy over my life. But until I came to the realization that it was between God and myself, that was the moment that I began to yield. And the thing of it is, the call was so powerful that because I'm running from the Lord, he had to literally put me on my face in front of a church full of people. But, you know, it's the way God has to be sometimes. We have to knock us down to get our attention. And that was one of those people that he had to knock down and surrender. And I'll be honest with you, it's the best surrender that I've ever experienced in my life, just to his will and to his way. And you know, he always has a plan for you.
We're going to take a break here in just a second. And when we come back, we're going to talk about getting out of the boat, stepping out in faith. And Reverend Miller, before we take a break, for any of our listeners who are thinking about faith, but they haven't been able to get their arms around faith yet, they haven't been able to kind of cross the line of faith, what would you say to them if they're thinking about, you know, "Gee, I want the faith, but I just can't get it"? What would you say to them?
I would say you have to be in constant seeking of the Lord. You know, it has to be a personal encounter with the Lord. You know, you just have to seek God personally. And sometimes, you know, we are afraid of where faith takes us, because sometimes it takes us from the familiar to the unfamiliar. And some people are afraid to step out on faith. But you have to, you know, you have to embrace it and trust God that he's going to give the increase. You know, he's not going to put us in a situation that we cannot handle. We must understand that God always equips us for the journey. And so we just have to be very mindful to surrender to the Lord and just ask God to help us to walk by faith and then not by sight.
Reverend Harold Miller, thank you for joining us on the show. We're going to take a break in just a moment. And when we come back, we are going to read a story in the Bible where Peter steps out in faith as he keeps his eyes focused on Jesus. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. On August 23rd, starting at 7:30 in the morning, the Mad Run 4-Miler will be held in Madison. Proceeds benefit UVA Breast Care Center. The Earliesville Farmers Market happens every Thursday from 4 until 7 through October. The market is just beyond Buck Mountain Episcopal Church in the parking lot. You can make a difference in the life of a child. Become a mentor with the Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Central Blue Ridge. They have over 100 children on their waiting list. Just spend a couple hours a week with a child in our community. Trump Winery is the site of the inaugural 10K Race and Taste to benefit St. Jude Children's Hospital. The race starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday, November 2nd. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concerts events calendar at wchv.com.
Is the obsession to gamble causing a problem in your life? Perhaps a loved one or a close friend? Gamblers Anonymous can help. The Gamblers Anonymous Charlottesville chapter every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at the Thomas Jefferson Unitarian Universalist Church at 717 Rugby Road. To get immediate help, please call 1-434-563-6694. Remember, tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my good friend, Reverend Harold Miller. And I'm going to start off this session reading from Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, and I'm going to read verse 22 to 31. Then he directed the disciples to get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent away the crowds. And after he had dismissed the multitudes, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was still there alone. But the boat was by this time out on the sea, many furlongs distance from the land, beaten and tossed by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they screamed out with fright. But instantly he spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, I am. Stop being afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water, and he came toward Jesus. But when he perceived and felt the strong wind, he was frightened, and as he began to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and caught and held him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why do you doubt?" Reverend Miller, that's just a powerful story, an encounter with Jesus. How does that speak to you?
It speaks to me very powerfully, and I thank you so much for reading that. And if it's okay, I would like to just kind of like briefly just kind of go through each verse very, very briefly to get a insight to it. Beginning at verse number 22, and it says, "Straightway," from the King James translation, "Jesus constrained them." In other words, he ordered them to get into the boat to get the other side of the river, of the sea. And sometimes Jesus will cause us to get into situations that we don't really expect to experience a storm, but he does. In verse 23, it says, "When he sent the multitude away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray." And then lets us know one thing, that if Jesus had to steal away to pray, that lets us know as people of God that we need that quality, quiet time just to steal away with prayer. And I always tell people that God is so perfect and so precise that there's exactly 96 15-minute blocks of time in a 24-hour day. And there's no excuse for the people of God that we can't take 15 minutes each day to spend quality time with God. And that's a great lesson for us, that we need to steal away and spend some quality time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But in verse 24, he says, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea." And sometimes we find ourselves in the midst of very difficult times in life. And it says, "tossed by the waves because the wind was contrary." But it says in verse 25, "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And we understand that the fourth watch was between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes in our life, even though we find ourselves in the storm, Jesus always comes to us during the fourth watch of the night. And sometimes we ask ourselves, well, that's the darkest time of the day. And we find ourselves in life sometimes, where is my God during the darkest moments of my life? I want you to know today that God is always aware of your situation. He always comes to you, and no matter what time and what danger that you're in. And when the disciples saw Jesus walk on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is thou, bid me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." A simple command from God. Simple. Come. And when Peter was come down out of the boat, he walked on the water. And we must understand, verse 29, when Peter was come down, when we come to Jesus, we must understand something, that not everybody is going to come with us. There's going to be those who are going to be hesitant and don't want to come. But if you don't want to drown in life, you come. And the other one will follow you eventually. But I like what verse 30 says. And this is very powerful to me, where it says, "And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid." And it's Pacific says, "And beginning to sink." That's very powerful to me, because many times in life we find ourselves in life when our marriage is beginning to sink. We need to cry out. When our finances, home life, those things that are around us are beginning to sink, we need to cry out to God. And I think many times in life people are just too proud or too ashamed to cry out to God. But when you find yourself beginning to fall by the wayside, simple. Lord, save me. And I share with people all the time, those three words, Lord, save me, is the shortest prayer in the entire New Testament. And so when we find ourselves beginning to sink, don't drown before you cry out to God. So, and I like that because it speaks powerful too. Many times we fall by the wayside and we sink, knowing that God is there available to us. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, "O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt?" And so we must understand sometimes life will present us with some storm. No, we don't walk on water, but life will present us with some times that we walk on some stormy situations. And God is always there in the midst of our storm, and he's always there available and accessible, and he loves his children, and we have to continue to walk by faith and not by sight.
Couple of things for you, Reverend Miller, is the fourth watch of the night, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Yes.
For me, I don't know how you are, but that ends up oftentimes being the most worrisome moment of the night for me. If I have something that's really bothering me, something that's really worrying me, it seems to just come flying at me during that time of the evening. And I'm comforted to know that Jesus will come to you during that time.
Absolutely. You know, we are very blessed people to serve a God that does not slumber nor sleeps. And I love God because, whether you believe it or not, he keeps a 24-hour surveillance over our lives. Mm-hmm. And when we're in danger or in disaster or when we're drowning, our God is always there, keeping watch over us.
The other thing that I really enjoy about this passage is I read a book one time. Ortberg was the author. If you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat. And it really talked about the fact that you had 11 other disciples that waited in the boat.
Yes.
But Peter was willing to step out
on faith.
And he was able to walk on the water as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus.
Absolutely. You know, we find ourselves in storms. And no doubt, yeah, Peter was the one who stepped out on faith. And sometimes in life, we're the only ones that's willing to step out on faith. And so that's a blessing to know that we have a God that when we step out, that he's going to take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. You just call out. You know, we're going to walk on some stormy situations sometimes. And we thank God for the example that Peter set. And it reminds us of that, how weak we are and how powerful our God is. That in the midst of our situation, he's always there with a helping hand to help us out in our situations.
In my own life, that I have found that I feel God's favor when I listen to him mm-hmm. and step out of my comfort zone. And I'm oftentimes when I go back to this story in the Bible, and I see how Peter was able to experience the supernatural. And the other disciples did not experience that, but Peter was able to experience that. And again, he experienced the supernatural because he was willing to listen to Jesus,
yes.
and then he actually took action.
Absolutely. You said that you have to listen to God. Yeah, when you listen to God, you have to have your heart open to receive a word from the Lord. And many times we are so busy and consumed with everyday stuff and everyday life, fast-paced, schedule-driven life that we have, that our minds are not open to the direction of God. And so I always allow myself to be open to God's direction and to his guidance. It's an incredible journey if you distrust God in spite of, and we're going to go through some difficult times. And I remind what Paul says, let us not become weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And so we can't faint in our faith. We have to continue to walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that God loves us and he's going to take care of his children and he will not let us drown. We get so consumed and we lose focus on God. And just like Peter, he began to sink because he lost focus.
In the last words of that passage that Jesus said to Peter, instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and caught and held him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" It seems to me in my own life that the enemy really likes to use fear and doubt.
Mm-hmm.
For me, those are the main two weapons that he comes after. And I'm wondering, for any of our listeners that have some things where that they're experiencing doubt, they're going through some fear, what would you say to them in terms of where would you turn them to in the Bible? Is there any place in God's word or any experience that you would have for people that are going through fear and doubt?
Okay, let's go back to verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship. That simply says that he ordered them, he commanded them, and lets us know in life, if Jesus ordered a situation in your life, he's going to protect you in that situation.
Mm.
And sometimes you say, God is silent in my storm. I always tell people, God is not silent in your storm. He's silently working in your storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a Philippians 4:13 type of minister. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the reality of life is that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And sometimes the road gets dark and dim, but we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And so I would encourage the listeners to walk by faith, not by sight, and just trust God in the midst of your storm. And God is silently working in the midst of your storm in spite of what you may feel and what you're going through right now. And just trust God and just trust him that he's going to be there for you.
The psalmist said, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. And another version of that verse says, give your burdens to the Lord and he will give you strength.
He will.
And so I have found in my own life, when I go and make that exchange, when I have a burden, when I have something that I'm nervous about, or again, when fear and doubt starts creeping into my life,
okay,
if I hand that over to the Lord, he cashes me out and brings me back with strength.
One of the things I want to say to the listeners, when we have going through things, we expect God to act immediately. God is not what I would call a spare tire God. It's like for emergency use only. We take God and we put him in the back of our car and we pull him out in emergencies for emergency use only. God is not a spare tire God for emergency use only.
Harold Miller, thank you so much for joining us today. You are an anointed man, and I will get you back on this show. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you for joining us today. Have a wonderful and blessed Sunday.